What's up, everybody? What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? If you're listening to this audio, how are you? Listen to this, watching this, go listen to it. I think it's better if you listen to it, just so you can do other shit. You know, I was gonna say you could listen to it and read a book, but it's probably not a good idea. But you could listen to it. You know, go running, do a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be done, even in my life. But I'm gonna let you know how staying off social media is going and everything else that I'm doing, right? You know, man, some things are just, I'm just glad to be here. And I'll let you know why I'm glad to be here. Something eventful happened the other day, and I was like, whoa, that was a close one. It was too close for comfort. You know what I mean? It was one of those situations. Do I even know what I say anymore? Where am I at in this? Make sure if you're watching this, you can listen to it on audio. Search TP's Takeover. Don't forget that you can listen to Too Far Gone as well on audio or YouTube. Just search TPOW0059 and you will find everything I've ever done. If you want to, you know, I'm not going to sit here and beg you and plead for you to go watch my bullshit or listen to my bullshit that I do. You know, because I do this for me. Mostly. You know what I mean? Because that's the world that I live in. Everything revolves around. If you're not here for me, then you could skedaddle. Don't know how to spell that. But anyways, so a couple days ago, you know how, if you're a new listener, right? Because there's a year of when no one was listening, right? It's still closer to no one than it is a lot of people listening. You know what I mean? We have broke the threshold of more than zero listeners, though. So, what I'm saying is, the other day, right, I almost got, well, for the past year, I've been talking about, year and a half, I've been talking about how I think I'm going to go out, and I mean go out of life, you know, passing away, by getting hit by a city bus. That's why I stay out of the city. You know, I see a city bus, I'm like, keep my distance. You know, it's like some Final Destination type stuff, right? And just the other day, I almost got smacked by a truck. And it wasn't even a city bus. It was just a regular old Chevy. One of them old tan Chevys that say Chevrolet on the back. One of those. And what makes me upset about this situation is the guy knew that I was in the vicinity of his truck. Because you know what? He walked out of his crib as I was pulling up to make a delivery, right? So I'm like, what's up, bro? I go in the back of the truck, get what he needs. You know, get off what I don't need on the truck. So it's another package, another stop closer to me going home, right? So I thought he was at the front door, right? I get the package out. I go back to the front. I'm like, okay, he's not at the front steps anymore, right? So I take the package. I'm walking the package to the front door. All of a sudden, I look to the right. There's a truck hauling ass backing up towards me. You know, and time kind of stopped. I could read Chevrolet just coming closer and closer. And I was like, what the fuck is this? Oh, that thing's moving towards me, right? I was like, what am I going to do here? So then my life flashed between my eyes. Is it between my eyes? Is that how that goes? But I was like sitting there debating. I was like, okay, you've been saying for a long time, you think you're going to get hit by a city bus, right? I'm debating this in my mind as this truck is flying towards me. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Why is the guy in the truck anyways? He should be ready. Did he order a package so they could jump in his truck, put it in reverse, and just... Yeah, but also, if you're driving, right, and you're one of those that just get in the vehicle and throw it in reverse and go, you're one of those who just look straight, but you're going in reverse, what are you doing? What are you doing? Right? So I'm looking at this truck coming towards me, coming in fast and hard. You know? You thought Lawrence Taylor was coming through the backfield, right? And I was like, shit. I looked at the truck. I was like, oh, no, I ain't going out like this. You would have thought I was Jason Statham in a movie. I sidestepped the shit out of that truck. And now I'm here to say I made it, you know. And I was debating, like, should I just take a shoulder? You know, how much can I get money from out of this? And I was like, you know, it's not even worth it. You know, I could take a little shoulder, bounce off real quick, do a little two, three rows, jump up. You know, I've been preparing for this moment, right? I've been running. I've been lifting. You know, a couple years ago, that truck might have smacked me because I was not moving as fast a couple years ago. But I was like, you know, I think that I'm ready for this. So as the truck's coming, jump out of the fucking way, you know. Like fucking Karate Kid out there. I was like, holy shit, dude. All this training. All this training. You know, people been asking, what you been training for? Why you work out so much? Why you run? That's why. Because when that tan Chevrolet is in full-fled reverse towards me, with the guy in the truck looking straight ahead, no over-the-shoulder look or nothing, nothing? What are you doing? Now, if you're a listener, I have some listeners that are from different countries, right? I don't know how y'all drive, but here in America, it's courtesy when you throw your shit in reverse. Do a shoulder check, you know? Don't do a shoulder. You don't have to do a shoulder lean, but just check over the shoulder. Make sure nobody is behind you, right? And this dude was hauling ass. I sidestepped, and then he's still backing up. And then he finally sees me, which I'm like, hey, dude, there's a big-ass truck in front of your crib, right? You walked out the door, saw the truck, jumped in your truck, threw in reverse. Was the liquor store closing? I know y'all just got a Dollar General. I know that bitch is open till 10. It's 3 p.m. right now. What's where are you going so quick in the middle of nowhere? You're in a town of 200 people. Why are you moving so fast, buddy? Why are you moving so fast? Did you do something wrong in the crib? Is there a body in the bathtub that we need to be worried about? You know, you trying to hit the local hardware store, get some tools to bury this thing? What are you doing? I know you're just going to drive. You're just going to drive slow when you get on 41 or the parkway, whatever you want to call it. You're just going to get out there and drive slower than you were going in reverse when I was behind you. What's up? You didn't see the hair? Ah, I get it. Ah, it just fascinates me when you're just going to throw your shit in reverse, not even look. And what I'm saying is, sorry, I don't know if you can hear that, but my phone's making some racket. What are you doing, dog? I'll throw this up there. Just interrupting the podcast, right? If you're listening to some audio, I'm here. I made it, right? And I've been saying for a year and a half how it's a city bus that might take me out. That's just, I don't know if it's a dream I have. I don't know if I saw it in a movie. Somebody, I was like, you know, a lot of people, you know, movies portray a lot of people getting hit by buses. And I think I might be one if I see a city bus. I don't know if I could sidestep a city bus. It's a lot of ground to cover. You know, because I'm in the middle of the word Chevrolet. So, you know, I'm just dead center of the truck. Just 2-3 steps, I'm out. You know, you would have thought I was Allen Iverson crossing over Tyronn Lue. You'd be like, shit, man, he's really got it. He's really got it. And I was like, dude, what is your problem, buddy? You know, my white side came out. Hey, bucko, what you doing? What you doing? And then he had the nerve to look at me like I was in the wrong. Take your damn package and move on, you know. And not trying to throw any shade at the guy. But I finished the day. I finished my work day. Because that's what men do when they have a problem. When they have adversity, they go through it and they still have to finish the workday because you know why? We got to get paid. I can't call my boss and be like, hey man, I almost got hit by a Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty sure a blind guy was driving it. Pretty sure he had sticks hanging out the window tapping the ground to see where he was going. I don't know what he was doing, but I need to go home, right? I got PTSD, PTSD. Oh, man. Oh, what else? Oh, but, and, well, I was going to say, if I would have been real pissed if I would have got smacked by a truck after a week of staying off social media. And speaking of staying off social media, I've only been logged in on Instagram on my computer when I'm posting a video or something. And I logged into Snapchat like 2 or 3 times just to see what my buddies were talking about. And I can say, I did not look at one story, one discovery page, nothing. Did not explore anything, right? And still, I still sometimes get on my phone and go to look for Snapchat and Instagram, but it's slowly decreasing in time that I do, the amount of times I do that in a week or in a day. It's like, it went from like the first day was like 4 or 5, then the second day was 3 or 4, 2 or 3, now we're down to like 1 and 2, and it's just like, oh, I get it. It's not on there. There's nothing to look at. And I've noticed that when I do log into Snapchat, I like, because Our friends group chat, you know how you have friends. I'm sure a majority of people have some type of group chat they're in. And if we can move that to Messenger, just regular old Messenger, so we ain't got to see all this bullshit. And what are you sending me pictures for, buddy? You know, I know what you look like, right? I'm tired of looking at you. you know, and that's what, and I just want to stay off social media for a while just to, you know, think for myself for a bit, you know, because if you dive in online for a while, you let the people start telling you how you feel. And it's like, hey, buddy, I'm tired of you. Tired of you telling me this shit. It's like, I get so sick and tired. I've talked about it last week. I'm sorry. You know, I can only talk about so much during a pandemic. I can't go bowling, right? Can't play basketball because my big toe's injured, right? And I got to keep my job, so I can't keep putting pressure on my big toe going out there on the court showing them what's up. So I'm like, you know, we're going to have to rest in that area, right? We're going to have to put a rest area on the ball and for a while, let my toe heal back up. Because I got to be, you know, my performance has to be high. So when a Chevy's coming my way, I can sidestep it. What are those guys called with the red blanket that, you know, that dodges bulls? And what's the point of that? What is the point of that? Also, I mean, what's the point of basketball? But I guess you could ask that question. But what's the point of standing in front of a bull, right, with a red blanket? And just, hey. I feel like an angry bull, a cool name for an angry bull would be like Tito. You know, it was just like 2 years ago that I learned that a steer was just a bull that they cut his balls off. And you're like, oh. You know that I was saying, ain't nothing from Texas. What are they? No, there's nothing in Texas but steers and queers. You ain't got no horns, buddy. Are there a lot of gay people in Texas? Like, what is that saying about? Maybe I should look that up. But I've been staying off social media on my phone. I've been doing great. And I only check Instagram on my computer when I'm posting videos. And, you know, the volume is low on how much that I'm checking social media. And it feels great. I feel fantastic. I've just been trying to do what I can. You know what I mean? What? The expression, nothing from Texas but stairs and can I even say that word anymore? I'm not using a derogatory sense. Only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy, and you don't look much like a steer to me. So that kind of narrows it. That makes sense. Is that where it came from, though? Is that where that came from? That came from Full Metal Jacket. Oh, man. I don't want to get copyrighted. I don't know how that works. I was going to read the script. But I guess, is that where it came from? Huh. I guess that's where it came from. That's all. It all just makes sense now. I thought it was been an expression from time. Oh, you really just learn a lot. So the expression, nothing from Texas, but only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't look much like a steer to me. So that kind of narrows it down. It comes from Full Metal Jacket. So don't say I never taught you anything. If you're from Germany or Ireland. What's the other one? Australia. Say that to your buddies at the bar next time you go. You know what I mean? I'm just. A whole lot's going on. I don't know why I always say that. I think I say that so you think I'm cool. You know, like, how you doing, man? Man, I'm really, you know, I've been getting it in. I've been getting this money. I thought you lost your job. I've been looking for a job. Isn't it fascinating how you always talk to somebody and you know? I mean, I'm not making fun of them because everybody does it. I mean, who the fuck? Like when I lost my job at Lowe's, I was like, you know, yeah, no, man. I was just sick and tired of working at Lowe's. You know what I mean? And I just had to find something new. So I just went over here. You know how you say that to people? Like, yeah, you really got fired. Oh, yeah, you found it out, huh? Yeah. And it's always funny, like, when people post on social media, speaking of social media, and it's just like, that's the whole concept that I don't want to be, you know what I mean? I don't want to post on social media my Ferrari. Like, yeah, I have a Ferrari, but I'm not going to post it on any social media to be like, y'all don't have a Ferrari, because if you know me personally, you know that in my garage, right, I have a Ferrari sitting inside the garage. And if you know anything about me, you know that I don't know how many pairs of Nikes and Adidas. I'm just living life on the low. You know? I'm like a responsible drug dealer. And what I mean by that is I'm not a drug dealer, but I do drug dealer things, right? Because when it comes to drug, also, if you're a drug dealer, or if anybody, I pose a question to you. Are you a coward if you sell drugs, or are you courageous? Right? Are you taking the easy way, or are you taking the hard way? Right? Because I think it goes both ways. I mean, but if you're selling drugs and you're paying taxes somehow, you know, you're laundering some money somehow, you're paying taxes that way. Is that courageous, or are you a coward? Because I think it takes a lot of courage to sell drugs. But that's for me, of course. Because if I sold drugs, right, I know for a fact the reason I don't sell drugs is because I know for a fact that I can't do the time. There ain't no damn way. There's no way I could sit in jail or prison and do the time. Right? Just imagine sitting in prison. The times are moving. Now, if you're a hardened criminal, you know, you're fucking around with people doing dumb shit, you know, murdered somebody maybe, you could hang out in prison for a while, right? I would never go to that depth of being a criminal. I'd be like a petty criminal. The highest I go might be robbing like a Dollar General, like with a box over my head or some dumb shit. You know, I might try and burn down the local barbershop for fucking my fade up. You know what I mean? That shit happens. Happens all the time. But that's why I think that's the only reason I'm not a criminal. It's because I can't do the time. Huh, you mean? You know, dude, one time I was at court for a traffic ticket. Because I forgot to pay it online by the date that they set, like a date that you have to pay it online. And I looked at the ticket, and it was like 2 days past that. And it's like, if you don't pay it online by this day, you have to show up to court on this day. And I was like, shit, now I gotta go to court. I'm in the courtroom sitting there. I don't even belong in a courtroom. People's like, oh, I got a meth charge. I got this charge, domestic violence, all you know, battery, assault, you know. I assaulted somebody with a battery. It's like, shit, man. Then one guy walks up, he's like, sir. And the funniest thing about this guy is that I was talking to him before and he didn't tell me any of his charges, because, you know, I just get nervous walking in the courtroom. I'm like, I'm about to sit my ass down real quick, and then like that little recess period or whatever you call it, before and after or whatever, sitting there before everybody, while everybody's walking in, this dude's talking to me about why he's there, but he doesn't tell me why. Like, we just talk about being in court, you know, in general. I'm just like, I just got a funky ass speeding ticket. I was speeding in a Jeep Laredo. Well, I was going 78 and a 70, officer. Give me a break. You know what I mean? And this dude goes up there talking to the judge, right? Judge is like, hey, man, you're here for stealing fruit at the self-checkout. And I was just like, A dude was hardcore denying it. They had video evidence. Because if you don't know this, on those self-checkouts, they have cameras, my boy. Now I think it's a law now. They have to put the video so you can see yourself, so your dumbass knows that you're on camera. Because people try and steal fruit. But also, I understand I can't do the time for stealing fruit or any type of anything when it comes to stealing fruit and vegetables and all that. You know, produce. I can't do the time on that either. I'll pay for it. I'll pay double if you tell me, right? If you told me I have to pay double to stay out of jail, your boy's paying double. I might leave you a tip just to be safe. You know what I mean? But this guy's on camera stealing fruit, stealing some apples, bananas. What are you stealing fruit for? But also, I understand on a level, because think about how difficult it is. They want you to weigh it. Then you got to look up bananas, orange on that screen. It's like, man, it's a whole lot of process. And I'm sure, I'm a big self-checkout guy. You know, the line moves quicker, right? So I assume that somewhere along the line, I accidentally skipped a bag of Cheetos or something. Accidentally left some coffee in the cart and didn't notice until I got to my car. And I was like, you know what? This one's on the house, Walmart. Y'all steal enough money from people. I guess you could pay your employees more if people would stop stealing so much shit. Dude, there was this guy one time. I'm not trying to incriminate anybody, but this guy one time went to Walmart, stole like a charger or something, walked up, paid for a can of spray paint, and if the alarm went off, he would just show him the receipt for the spray paint. I don't know if he's a genius or ingenious for that. Is that how you say? Oh, man. But I'm going to get out of here this week. I'm going to get out of here right now. You know? Oh, we might have to push back the days for the podcast because I noticed that I like doing it. Like, I've always wanted to do it, like, you know, do it on Monday and then do the next one with the, like, that's a lot of people do. They have to pre-record them. I understand, but I like to get the full week. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense? If you're listening to this audio, you don't care, do you? But, what was I saying? Oh, I'm getting out of here. Do whatever you do, but don't let the door hit you on the way out. Yeah. But I'm going to probably have to push back the days. I go from posting them on Monday, because Monday was my day off. But now it's the hardest day of the week at work. So do that on Monday. And then the Too Far Gone is going to be very sporadic until after my work calms down, because our schedules are conflicting, Cody's and I. And it's just, you know, a lot of shit going on when it comes to my full-time job, because I got to go to fucking work because your boy has to pay them bills. You know what I mean? Somebody's got to pay the bills, Justin.